Welcome back here on Radio on the Go. Post-game coverage of South Hardin State quarterfinal football on Friday night as South Hardin is going to the home sweet dome for the first time in program history. They win over number 5 Trainer 27-14. And Coach, how's that feel? You know how hard your team has worked for this moment. You're headed to the dome.
It feels amazing. It hasn't really hit me yet just because the game was so crazy. I still haven't come down from that spot of it yet. But just could not be prouder of our team and our program and our coaching staff, just all the work they've put in to get to this spot. And this is a program win because this is years in the making from guys that I started with building to this spot. So huge shout out to everyone that's been in this program because this is what that was tonight, just kind of a culmination of all the years we put in to get to here. And it finally paid off. So it's really just a humbling moment, to be honest with you, just all the work paying off to get to here, and so proud of the guys.
Let's start with that defensive performance. 5 turnovers forced in this game by that defense. By far one of the biggest ones, an amazing fumble recovery as Trainer was trying to drive to tie the game. Your thoughts on how the defense performed?
It was great, like it has been all year, and that's a heck of a team. I mean, we knew this was going to be a dogfight back and forth, and, you know, kind of a 50-50 game coming in. So we were just so reliant on the defense at times. We knew we were going to have to be because they got a good team. And, you know, this win made it pretty hard to move the ball at times. You had a lot more one-dimensional. So just super proud of the defense, and our defensive coaches have done an amazing job all year. And then just to finish the game off with all the turnovers and then that last, scoop and run, couldn't make it much more dramatic than that. So just very cool and not surprising from our defense because they've been awesome all year.
For your team offensively, what a night for Sam Benson. Had an Odell catch to seal the game late, and just did a great job playing both sides of the ball too. But offensively, some big catches down the stretch.
Huge, yeah. And he's one of our best playmakers. There's not a shock to anybody on that. But just we thought, here's the end of the game. Here's our best guy. We're giving him the ball, and he makes a great play. We've seen that catch a lot ourselves, but he's always wanted to do one in the game. So what a fitting way to kind of end the playoff game is him doing that and finishing it off. So just great game by him. Great game. I thought Peyton played one of his best games of his career because he ran the ball so well when we needed it because it was hard to throw. Made some great throws when he needed to. Just couldn't be prouder of guys.
Cam Adams did a great job of setting the tone on your very first drive and then was able to get some tough, hard-fought yards over the rest of the game.
He did. He ran hard. Our line really locked in. I thought played really well all night long and really played even better in the second half to get that first, that one score. Just drive right down the field and score. Just everybody. It just takes a whole team, and that's the way this team's been all year. Just every night a different guy steps up, and then the guys that need to play well do. And that's what you got to have from your great players. And they did that tonight. So just huge shout-out to those guys. The linemen, Ben Austin, the receiver, blocked a lot better in the second half there. We weren't as good in the first half. Manning Fonts is a guy that doesn't get a lot of shout-outs. Playing our fullback, he blocks a ton of dudes that people don't see and hear as much. He did an amazing job tonight, too, and he's been that way all year.
What an amazing turnout from Tiger Nation here tonight in Eldora. Stands completely full, fans lining the fences for a historic moment in this program's history. What amazing. That meant to see them out there.
Amazing. The crowd was everything we needed to be, and I just can't thank them enough for the support we've had all year long. This was a home field environment, a playoff environment. That's what you hope for if you're going to get home field advantage. So appreciative of them, and just what a night just for our program and our school. Just a great night.
In that second half, your team was able to maintain a 6-point lead there for about a quarter and a half. What your conversation was with your players on the sideline to make sure that stayed a lead?
Yeah, we just kind of had that mentality of we knew they're going to keep taking shots, so there's no let up, and they're going to maybe hit a score, and we got to come back and get a dry. I mean, just the whole night we just knew that, boy, this is going to go down to the last seconds, and you saw that. And so I thought our guys just kind of had that next play mentality. We knew all night they're going to maybe hit a run like they did, and then boom, we get the ball back, drive it well, and then defense makes a stop. So it was just a up and down game. We expected that. They have a great team. I really was impressed with them. Our guys just kind of just fought to finish it, and that's what we end of the fourth quarter there. I was like, here it is, the dome's on the line. A couple of those timeouts, it was do you want to go or not? Here it is, do it, and they did.
With what you would like to share, what you told your team in the final huddle, here on your home field, knowing that you're moving on to the semifinals?
Speechless. I really was, because it's such a humbling and, you know, hasn't hit me moment that I was honestly a little bit speechless of just telling the guys. Could not be prouder of them. The game was just such a crazy game that, what do you say? You know, like, you just fought and won, and it wasn't pretty, but that's us. And couldn't be prouder of them to do that.
Final thoughts, Coach, is South Hardin football continues to put these four great communities on the map, and you get to put it on the biggest stage possible heading to the Dome.
Just a huge thanks to our entire community, our entire program, all the parents and players that put in time to get to this spot, all of our former players that have put in time to build this foundation to get here, because it wasn't pretty to start, but it just was a slow process, and could not be more appreciative and thankful of all the support we've had.
Well, Coach, congrats to you and this Tiger football team headed to the state semifinals next week, headed to the Dome. Congrats.
Thank you. Appreciate it very much, and thanks for covering us.
Once again, a big thanks to the head coach of South Hardin football, Nick Eller, for joining us here post-game on Radio on the Go.